So this idea of niching down, and I'm going to use the term niche because whether it's niche or niche, it really doesn't matter. Just freaking pick. And so niche it is. Sounds a little fancier. The idea of niching down has been something that I feel like has come up a lot in my assessment calls lately. I feel like the days of trying to be everything to everyone are gone. The online world is so congested now with so many people doing very similar things and doing it well. I feel like before, no matter what you did, whether you were a photographer, whether you were a social media manager, a web designer, anything, a hairstylist, anything that you wanted to do for your business, like the online world was kind of new and fresh. And so there were people that were great at it and awesome and stood out and created amazing content and showed up every day consistently and, you know, just provided a lot of value for people. There were some superstars that kind of shone out and were able to like make a name for themselves back in, you know, maybe even up to a couple years ago. There wasn't so many people doing it so well. So now there almost has to be another level up phase. Now, like almost every photographer is creating amazing content on Instagram or creating amazing content on Facebook or creating YouTube channels. Like there's so many good YouTube channels about very similar topics, like creating an online business. You know, people like Amy Porterfield have been doing this for 12, 14 years, creating content online to help people that want to start businesses online. And so now that there's so many other people doing it so well, you have to really kind of find your niche, to be honest. You have to find a certain set of people and a certain set of skills. And instead of having it feel like something that constrains you, it really can feel like something that will give you a little more freedom. So the idea of maybe choosing one topic and trying to focus on it for the next 6, 12, 18 months and seeing if that's the right path for you, and then being able to kind of double back if you're like, okay, you know what, this really isn't something that I want to niche down on anymore, or it's not something that's really making me the money that I want. And then deciding that you want to add another niche, another line, is something that's popping up in a lot of conversations that I have. And so on that, I kind of want to talk about podcasts too, and the idea that this is one of those podcasts that seems to be kind of everything for everyone. It's definitely hodgepodge. It's definitely a mismatch of a lot of different topics. And it's really just me kind of talking into my phone every day. Not every day, but, you know, trying to be consistent. But it's, you know, there's not like a huge differentiator to this podcast. And today I was listening to a podcast with my kids. There's one that we listen to. It's called 6 Minutes. And it's a story-based one. So it's fiction. And it's really brilliant because how they've niched down is they decided that their podcast is going to be called 6 Minutes, and every episode that they've created have been about 6 minutes as well. They just passed for their first season 100 episodes, and so that means we've listened to 600 minutes of this podcast, which really only breaks down, if you have an hour-long podcast, to 60 episodes, right? Is that right? Can I do the math on that? Is that correct? I don't know. I'm thinking that that's probably it. Is that right? 6 hours? I don't know. I can't do math. Whether it's 6 episodes or 60 episodes, it's a lot less intense, the fact that they've done 100 of these, and we've listened to 600 minutes of this. Just the idea of making your piece of content or your place that you are online something that's so specific. There's another one that I just found called "And That's Why We Drink," and I was like, okay, that sounds like a really good tagline. Let me know what this is all about. And they decided that their podcast was going to be about true crime, so murderers and famous murders and things like that, and they mixed it with paranormal things, so ghost stories, things that are just more, you know, I guess, I don't know if you call it magical, but less true, but still scary. So two things that are very scary: paranormal activity and murders. There's two girls, and they decide that they are going to drink something too. So whether it's boxed wine or milkshakes for the other girl, it's just a really fun, super niche, like paranormal and true crime mixed with drinking. It's a really cool concept. And so I'm kind of challenging everyone and myself to figure out, like, what is the niche that you want to test out and try out? It doesn't mean you have to go down this path forever. I felt like for a really long time, I was the Instagram girl. Like, I used Instagram as my core platform and still do. And I talked about Instagram so much that I kind of became known as, like, a styled stock photographer who specializes in Instagram training. And I was like, okay, well, that is super awesome. And I love that. I feel like I offer so much more to my clients in more platforms for social media management and, you know, web design and things like that. And so instead of just saying, I'm going to go broad and go niche in every single platform online where, you know, on Facebook, I'm going to talk about all the same stuff as I'm going to talk about on Instagram, as I'm going to talk about on LinkedIn, I'm really deciding that I'm going to niche down and talk to a very specific audience on each platform and test out and see if that is going to work better for me and kind of make me a leader in different topics on different places. So I haven't had a chance to kind of map that out exactly how I want to. It's going to be a lot of testing and experimenting, but definitely look out for that. And I challenge you guys today to figure out, like, how can you niche down? What can you create, whether it's on Instagram or even something small, like a micro platform, like Instagram stories, like what can you create on a daily basis and consistently to shine in one specific niche? There's now Facebook stories. There's now Facebook groups. There's Snapchat, there's LinkedIn, there's YouTube. There's a lot of different platforms that you can choose to create your own little niche and become an expert in one specific topic. So my challenge for you is to decide what you're going to niche down on in April and start creating the content today to carve that niche out for yourself.